Greetings, everyone. This is Derek with Overcomers Life Group. I pray each and every one of you are doing extremely well today. I want to speak with you about applying God's word over your life. I was reading a page out of the book I've mentioned before by Tommy Nelson, The Life Well Lived, a study of the book of Ecclesiastes. The particular title of it is, The Bible is Our Only Reliable Source for Knowing God. Jesus lived and died by the Bible. From the earliest stories of his life, we see a commitment to and fascination with the Word of God. In the New Testament, there are 1,934 verses that quote the words of Jesus. Almost 10% of these contain an Old Testament quotation or allusion. Jesus knew the Word. How committed are you to the Word of God? How often do you find yourself thinking or speaking Scripture? Are you actively applying God's Word to your life? Jesus used Scripture to defeat Satan and overcome temptation. He used Scripture to comfort himself in suffering. He used Scripture to answer kings and others in authority. He knew that the Bible was a reliable source of truth to which we can entrust our lives. If you will devote yourself to Scripture, you will become more like Christ. You'll be a well-driven nail and a master of the collection who stays strong through the storms of life. In a world that redefines truth every day, God's Word provides a foundation that cannot be shaken. It's a great place to build a life. So be like Jesus and follow the wisdom of Solomon. Enjoy life, trust God, and live for His glory. Amen to that. All right. Well, going back up to, he mentioned overcome temptation. We all are fighting temptation at some point, form, shape, or matter, if not all the time. You haven't in the past, and you surely will in the future. That's just inevitable. So it makes me think of Mark chapter 14, verse 38. This is from the King James Version. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Wow. I think we all can attest to that. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Well, one thing for sure, in times of great stress, we are vulnerable to temptation, even if we have a willing spirit. Jesus gave us an example of what to do to resist. Matter of fact, there's three of them, just off top. One, pray to God. Two, seek support of friends and loved ones. Three, focus on the purpose God has given us. And a little bit of advice. When temptation comes, which surely it will, if you can get to the point where you can say, no, I will obey God, get thee behind me, Satan. Makes me think of my grandmother when I was a little kid, little boy, and a lot of times in the kitchen, I would be in the kitchen with her when she was cooking. Sometime I would help her out shucking corn and snapping string beans and so forth and so on. And a lot of times she'll be singing in there different gospel songs and what have you. And sometimes if things, she may have had a rough day or something came up, she will all of a sudden just start singing and dancing and stick her tongue out. And she would kind of shake her behind in the air and say, get thee behind me, Satan. You are not going to rule me. I remember it just like it was yesterday. And I was a little boy then. But it was funny to me then. I really didn't have a concept of what it meant and what she was doing, because it was funny to see my grandmother, which was a really deep spiritual religious woman, to see her do something like that and stick her tongue out like that, to me, it was comical at the time. I'll tell you one thing for sure. Lord knows, I see what she meant and the power of what she was doing now as I've gotten older in my life. My goodness, I have. Another thing is dealing with healing. Right now, most of you all know that I had knee surgery back in December of last year. Still having my ups and downs with that, and it was a stretch I was doing pretty good with that. And then here recently, had a little setback. So, you know, one couple of verses I constantly have to speak over myself. Sometimes I may do it out loud, sometimes internally, or both. As you know, the world famous one is, again, this is all from the King James Version, is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Another one, this is probably my favorite one. I say this right off the riff. Chapter 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Our words are powerful, everyone. What we speak is extremely powerful. Like it says in the scripture, we're life and death is in the power of the tongue. It took me a while to learn that, and thanks be to God, my wife has helped me quite a bit with that to keep me from saying things that contradicts, you know, God's word or getting down on myself, things of that nature. She's really big on affirmations and things of that sort, so she's actually helped me quite a bit, and I thank God for her. You know, another example is in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Jesus is our roadmap. He's our example. I mean, what more can you go by but following what he did in this instance here? Again, this is Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. This is King James Version. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Notice it said, he answered, and then he said, and it is written. Those are some key words. Moving along. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Again, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Moving on. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then what did that joker do? Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Notice some key words, for it is written, it is written, it is written. So if it's written, that means we got to what? We got to know that word. We got to meditate in it, sleep on it, eat it, breathe it, speak it, believe it, trust it all day, every day, throughout the day. So we can be like our role model, our friend, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When things come up, temptation, sickness, disease, whatever the case may be, we can be like him. We can speak to it just like Jesus did dealing with the enemy. I'm a work in progress on it. I'm not going to say to you that I got it all together and that I can, anything that come up, boom, I can say a scripture to it right quickly on every single thing. No, I'm not quite there yet. I'm still a work in progress, but I'm striving, and God willing, as I continue to go on, I will continue to get there and stronger and more versed in the word. So this is a message to encourage you to also get into that word, believe it, walk it out, trust it, breathe it, eat it every single day. Speak it out over your life, internally, verbally, outwardly. I don't care if somebody is around you. They look at you crazy, so be it. They're crazy for not believing it and not wanting to do it themselves. But to be on the nice side of things, if someone asks, what are you doing? Especially if they're not saved, is, you know, if you have the opportunity or time, take a little time out and say, you know, I'm just speaking God's word over my life. It's life-giving, life-breathing, ever so powerful. I'm going through a little something right now, and I'm speaking God's word over my life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So just want to encourage you with that, everyone. Again, thank you for your time. This was a little bit longer than what I normally do, but every episode is going to vary in length. I try to keep it short as much as possible when I can, but they will vary in length. So again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your support. I really do appreciate it. Please share us with your friends and family. I would really appreciate it. And until next time, peace be with you. Take care. Bye-bye.